That just about wraps up this episode of Inside Ivy Hoops, but I wanted to close it out with a parting thought about the meaningful unpredictability of Ivy League basketball. Sports injuries, of course, are impossible to predict, whether it's Michael Wong tweaking his ankle just before the start of Ivy League play, Seth Towns sustaining a knee injury with around 8 minutes left in a tightly contested Ivy League tournament final, or Jordan Bruner tearing his meniscus during a preseason scrimmage. Just as unpredictable are those fateful moments that reroute the trajectories of seasons and even programs, like the series of fortunate events that handed the Princeton men a one-point win at Harvard in 2017, or the series of unfortunate events that strung together an improbable seven-game slide for many of the same Tigers amid their conference slate the very next season. Sports are unpredictable and offer us fates that interdepend and intertwine because life does the same. The best thing any of us can do, of course, is focus on what we can control. And for the student athletes that comprise Ivy League basketball, that's where serving communities comes in, like in endeavors such as Play Bold, a nonprofit dedicated to empowering communities via international missions to the most disadvantaged areas of the world, that women's hoops players from Brown, Yale, and Penn, and other non-Ivy schools participated in last year. Former Harvard standout Sena Edosamwan is spending 3 weeks in China, hosting basketball camps and talking about college options with local youths in the summer of 2015. And then helping lead a six-day conference in Shanghai with other college students from schools like Columbia, Cornell, and Yale the following summer springs to mind. So does Columbia women's head coach Megan Griffith leading a free basketball clinic in Morningside Heights organized by Columbia, the nonprofit Even Footing, and the City Department of Homeless Services for more than 100 girls living in homeless shelters and in foster care last year. Our fates are so inextricably linked, so why not use the platform of Ivy Athletics to work toward turning around someone else's downward trajectory? Seizing that increasingly visible platform for the greater good will become a greater responsibility among the league's members as the upward trajectory that Robin Harris noted continues. Recent history suggests that the fate of the downtrodden, something that they've got infinitely more control over than a teammate's injury or opponent's game-deciding shot at the buzzer, isn't something that a great deal of Ivy folks are willing to just leave to chance. That'll do it for Inside Ivy Hoops this week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Mike.